Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. S-M-R-T. S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure as always. If you just tuned in, thank you for that. If you've been listening already, a special thank you for that. That means that you're one of the highly intelligent members of our Brain Trust. And those of you who just tuned in, that's what you got to look forward to. Josh Costello is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Josh is one of the smartest management experts we have in the Brain Trust. He's also a pretty darn good sales expert. He's the author of The Science of Sales Success. He's also the president of a company called Dome Tech, which is helping the world become green. And I think we're going to talk a little bit about that first. Hey, Josh, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be back.
It's good
to
have you,
everyone.
It's good to have you back as always. And Josh, I know Dome Tech is, you're the president of Dome Tech, and it's an environmental engineering company, if I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about what you do and why we should care.
Okay, what we do is we work with clients across the country and actually worldwide. And what we do is we help them work up different methods to reduce their electrical consumption or their utility consumption, whether it's electrical or gas or steam. And by doing that, it helps them reduce their carbon emissions. You know, that's the big word you hear these
days. Right, the carbon footprint thing.
Right, the carbon footprint. That's exactly what we do. But the difference, one of the major things that we do and things that we've talked about on this show and for, you know, the businesses out there, you can't just count on legislation to make the sale for you. And that is probably, you know.
Tell us what you mean by that. Tell us what you mean by that.
Okay. Going green is a tidal wave right now. There's legislation on the federal and the state level saying that you need to reduce your carbon footprint by 20% and you need to reduce your electrical consumption by 10%. You know, you have these state edicts and these federal edicts.
Yeah.
And what's happening is there's a whole industry that's trying to capitalize on it, and the winners are going to be the ones that say, I know you have to do it from a legislation standpoint, but I'm going to show you why it makes economic sense.
Let me throw something in here to the mix. This is a topic which is of very high importance for me, Joshua, because I'm very much opposed to the Al Gore school of thought, where you know that says, you know, we've got to take our carbon emissions back to pre-1990 levels, the Kyoto crowd. I do believe that the Earth is warming. I think that's happening. Now, whether humans are causing it or not, I'm not going to even argue about that. But what I do know is that the marketplace, at least in America, the American economy is much more efficient with regard to its carbon emissions than it was 17 years ago. And Josh, in other words, every dollar of GDP that we create, we're more efficient with our carbon emissions than we were. I'll give you an example. When gas prices, and now the gas prices have been so high, 20 years ago, high gas prices like this would have put this economy into a tailspin.
Oh, absolutely.
And so the fact that it hasn't done that tells me, and our economists have told us, that's proof that every dollar of GDP depends less upon carbon fuel, carbon emissions, than it was before. So the marketplace, in my opinion, Joshua, is already doing a lot of what you're talking about. But I do believe that we can do better. Now, the key, though, Josh, is not ruining the economy in the process.
Right, and you're going to hear this word come up more and more, Jim, or this term. It's called the triple bottom line, and businesses are really starting to adopt it, and it's the three P's. It's people, planet, and profit.
Mm-hmm.
Where exactly what you say, the key is to be an environmental capitalist. You know,
right.
There's nothing wrong with having the profit motive drive the environmental. And I don't mean that they're mutually exclusive and you do one at the detriment of the other, but it's good business.
But it's the way to make it, it's the way to get it done. Not legislatively, do it in the marketplace. Like, I mean, the marketplace will solve solve our ills a lot more efficiently and a lot more enduringly than the government will. And
absolutely.
We're going to come back and talk. I'm going to talk some more about this with Joshua right after these messages. And I'm going to remind you folks of some statistics that I pulled together for the differences between what the United States is doing with regard to carbon emissions and other countries. Stay with us. 20 till. Josh Costell is our guest. Stay with us.
In a white room with black curtains, near the station. Black roof country, no gold pavement, tired star.
A little bit of Clapton for you there. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. We're rocking and rolling with our good friend Josh Costell, the author of The Science of Sales Success, the president of Dome Tech. And, Josh, give us your websites, please.
The websites are www.dome-, unless you're under my age, and then it's a dash, tech, T-E-C-H.com.
All right, dome-tech.com, all right.
Or MeasureMax, MEASUREMAX. com.
So check those out, and we're talking to Josh about how to think green, how to think more environmentally safe, but we're trying to do it in such a way. You know what? I'm encouraging everybody, and that's all I've ever done, Josh, is to encourage people to let the marketplace solve these problems. Let me throw out some numbers here, Joshua, that I came up with to do a little speech that I have been to in defense of the marketplace. All these people are complaining about, you know, how what bad citizens America is, how bad we're, you know, the businesses are, we've got such horrible carbon footprints, et cetera, et cetera. Let me give you some numbers that refute some of that. I've already talked to you about the fact that we use less petroleum, carbon fuel, per dollar of GDP than we ever have before. But China, a lot of people think China's economy is huge. Well, the truth is, it's only about 20% of the U.S. economy. Now, it's the third largest economy now, just having recently overtaken Germany, but it's only 20% of the U.S. economy. Joshua, China produces 80% of our emissions.
Right.
Their carbon emissions are 80% of what we produce, and yet their economy is only 20%. India has 7% of our economy, but 20% of our emissions. Now, the United States, Joshua, in my opinion, should be used as an example of how to create prosperity and be efficient on carbon. Not to say that we can't make improvements, but I think we've got to put all this in perspective. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. You know, when you're looking at, you know, and I think, Jim, you're really hit on something. What are the metrics? What are the facts? How do you know how you're doing compared to someone else, as you just illustrated how the United States is doing compared to China or India, when you really look at the facts? And that's going to be one of the things that drives the reduction of carbon footprint, because remember, all carbon emissions or carbon footprint is reducing the energy costs of your business. And one of the things that we are really focusing on in our business with our clients, whether they're pharmaceuticals or hospitals or office buildings, is how do you compare to the industry what you're spending, exactly how we compare to other countries. That's what mm-hmm. business is doing now, because the last thing you want to do is find out that, you know, energy is 20% of your operating costs, but the industry and your competitors, it's only 10%.
You know, Joshua, for years, organizations like Robert Morris Associates and other financial tracking organizations, publishers, have been telling us, depending on your industry, or I should say based on your industry, based on your sales volume, based on your number of assets, that kind of thing, you should have this much sales for this many for each employee. You should be making this much profit per employee. You should have this much inventory for the amount of sales that you have. There are all kinds of measurements to show you how you should be stack ranking against your competitors, against other people in your industry. And so now you're saying that we're going to have the same kind of metrics for energy?
Absolutely. And it's going to be, Jim, if we're all familiar with the term BTUs,
right.
That's becoming a big driver. You know, BTUs per square foot, for example, an office building should be 100,000 BTUs per year, while a hospital is around 400,000. So if you're an office building, and by the way, BTUs converts into energy consumption, which converts into cost.
Expense. Right.
You know, and that's really one of the things that's going to drive this is that you can't be competitive if you're spending more on energy than someone else, and you can't be socially responsible, and mm-hmm. that's becoming a big issue. You know, but socially responsible does not mean that you can't be fiscally responsible at the same time.
And Josh, you should be making a movie, not Al Gore, because Al Gore's solution is punitive.
Right.
Al Gore's solution is to put us in the timeout chair. Al Gore's solution is not to give us any credit for what we've already accomplished for whatever reason. What you should be making the movie should be saying, guys, green, done properly, done efficiently, over time, we're making sense for, you know, making a transition to green, not an abrupt reversal and retroactive requirements by the government, but a transformation from where we are now to a more green marketplace. It's good business. It's a best practice, right?
Absolutely, and you've hit it right on. Right on the head. And the key way to start, what we recommend with everyone is, you know, if someone is do benchmarking. You know, it's like when someone calls me up and says, you know, can you help us? You know, I tell them it's, you know, benchmarking where you compare yourself to others. It's like, you know, diet plans. You know, if someone called me up on the phone and says, I want to lose 40 pounds, you know, and I weigh 200 pounds right now, can you help me? Well, the first question I got to ask, are you 7'2" or 4'1"? Right?
That's my problem, Josh. I'm too short for my weight. Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back with Josh Costell.
Okay.
He's the author of The Science of Sales Success. We're talking about how to make the greening, the transformation to more green companies, part of our business model. And we're going to do that right after these messages. To 10 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Well, I'm your Venus. I'm your fire.
I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Josh Costell, and we're talking about how to develop a green strategy, why you should be developing a green strategy. And Josh, help small business owners with this. How do we create a lesser carbon footprint? How do we do it in such a way that makes sense, that we have those three P's on the bottom line? What did you call it? People, planet, and profit, right?
Right, you bet. Well, the first step with small business, and, you know, thank goodness, small business always leads in logic and common sense. The first thing that you do is what we call non-capital savings, or what I like to refer to as the leaks, tweaks, and squeaks. You don't have to go out and buy new equipment. You don't
the low-hanging fruit.
Right. Now, you got to always remember, though, that the low-hanging fruit grows back, right? So you got to stay on top of this. And some of the things that you do is make sure that you turn your lights off at night. Are they on a timer? Do you change the filter on the air conditioning regularly?
Mm-hmm.
Do you make sure that if you're turning, you know, your air conditioning or off during, you know, periods when you're not there that – that's working. There's just a lot
of... You know, one thing that we've done more of in the last couple of years, we bought more fluorescent lights.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is
to replace incandescent. You know, the only thing wrong with that, though, Josh, I'm getting older, and fluorescent lights are not old people's friends, you know? they're not our friends all the time. But anyway, the what other things are we going to do?
Well, I think those are really, right now, the immediate ones that you can do with respect to your building. You know, here's another thing that, especially for small business, Jim, and I got to tie it back to the sales end. If you go out, make 3 sales calls, not one. You've already incurred all the fixed expense of your gas and your car. So if you want to be more energy efficient, qualify better. Don't make unnecessary sales calls.
Right.
When you go out, make at least 2 or 3 and not one.
Right.
And that will make you not only more productive, it'll make you more energy efficient.
Mm-hmm. Well, and of course, you know, I think the days of unfortunately, the days of $2 and less gas a gallon are gone, Josh. I think we're looking at well above $2, maybe $3 from now on. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And Jim, one other thing that all small business can look at is understand what the energy rebates are in your state. You know, there's certain tax credits you could get now for reducing your energy up to, depending on what you do, it could be anywhere for existing buildings, 60 cents a square foot to $1.80 a square foot reduction on your taxes if you do certain measures. So I encourage people, Jim, what I can do is send you, I don't have it handy right now, a website that will allow people to look at what rebates are offered by state.
Right. All right.
So if you like, I'll send that over
please,
to you and
do.
Your listeners.
Please do. I'll get that out later. Absolutely. What are some other things that small business owners can do? You know, one of the things, nobody should go out, and I'm not encouraging small business owners to go out and replace their old furnaces just to have that capital expenditure for no particular reason. But the good news is when you do change your furnaces, your air conditioning, heating, whatever it might be, gas or heat pump or whatever, electric, whatever, those units are incredibly efficient these days. You know, 20 years ago, a furnace would be lucky to be 80% efficient. Now they're like 98% efficient.
Oh, absolutely. And one of the things that you can do for a small business especially, call your utility company and ask if they'll do a survey of your building.
Yeah.
You know, and this is typically, I would say, a building under 15,000 feet, you know,
right.
Square feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you get larger, you know, sometimes it requires a different level of expertise.
That's when we need Dome Tech, right?
Right. You got it. Yeah, I wanted to make sure I put in the Mendoza line between when you need us and when you don't.
Yeah, exactly. Josh, I got 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
Last thoughts is that going green can be profitable. It's good for the people. It's good for the planet. It's good for business. It will make you more competitive if you lower your operating costs. It makes sense. Let people build the business case for it as well as the social responsibility case for it, and everyone wins.
And let's let the marketplace take this country green, not the politicians.
Absolutely. Well spoken, Jim.
Yeah, got to do that. Hey, Josh, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thanks. Everyone have a great weekend, and thanks for taking time out to listen to us.
Josh Costell, ladies and gentlemen, the author of The Science of Sales Success and the president of Dome Tech. He'll be back, I promise. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and every member of our military standing a post around the world on our behalf. God bless you. God be with you. We are very proud of you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.